The call to prayer at Cape Town's newest mosque, which advertises itself as one of a kind in South Africa.
We are the only mosque, by the way, in the whole country that has the word all welcome. We chose the name Open Mosque to really identify what the mosque was about. It was open to all.
60-year-old Taj Harge is the man behind this new mosque, a mosque he sees worthy of being replicated in other parts of the world. Harge says his mosque is open to non-Muslims, homosexuals. Women are allowed to preach from the pulpit. They pray side by side with the men. Tanwir is one of the few who prays here regularly ever since the mosque opened last September.
I come to this mosque every week because this is the only mosque that I know of where there's equality in the genders, where a female sit and can actually view the sermon from the front, and we're considered equals to men.
A counter, he says, to the daily stream of news and images that portray Islam as extremist and violent.
What's the point?
In fact, Harge has been challenging Muslim orthodoxy for years. Born and raised in Cape Town, Harge went abroad and studied at Oxford. He has a PhD in religious studies. He made headlines in Britain last year because of his Ban the Burqa campaign.
This idea of face masking, if it's an Islamic practice, why is it banned in Mecca? No woman, when she goes to Mecca, the holiest mosque in Islam, is allowed to cover her face. So this notion that this is an Islamic practice with due respect is nonsense. It may be a cultural expression, fine. It may be a personal wish, fine. If I want to put a bone through my nose, I have a right. But then do I have a right to say that bone through my nose is an Islamic thing?
I think the first reaction from the Muslim community was one of surprise, of astonishment, and then I think a certain amount of anger.
Shafiq Morton is a journalist and a convert to Islam.
There was a feeling of insult and hurt as well that somebody could make these assumptions about the state of a community and make these claims that the community wasn't open, that it wasn't welcoming, and that it was actually sort of a closed community, that it was ultra-conservative in the negative sense.
But it's not just Harge seeking an alternative to conservative Islam. The idea has caught on in small numbers in places like Canada to Paris to Los Angeles, where mosques have opened up seeking to cater to women or gay people.
I think what we're seeing is an attempt to really go back to debates that have existed in early Muslim traditions and trying to bring those traditions back to the front.
Hussein Rashid is a professor of religious studies at Hofstra University on Long Island.
When we look at these new centers coming up, I think we have to see it not as a trend towards we're going to have gay mosques or a trend towards having women's mosques, but really it's a pattern of Muslims are now reimagining what these spaces could be like more largely. And so it's important because it's not the transformation of a tradition, but it is the adaptation of a tradition.
Even so, Harge's interpretation of Islam has put him at odds with the mainstream Muslim community here, established nearly 400 years ago by slaves from the Dutch East Indies, present-day Indonesia. Muslims now account for 1.5% of South Africa's population. Harge's call for a revolution on how Islam is practiced has made him a target. Last year, there were 3 arson attacks against the mosque. His theology is a sharp departure from mainstream Islam. A few miles away at the large Gatesville Mosque, women pray from the balcony at the back of the mosque and are separated by a barrier. Mainstream Muslims say it has been this way for centuries and they are against what Harge is doing.
He doesn't represent Islam, but his teachings and his philosophy is totally at variance with Islamic philosophy, completely at variance.
I would say he's a heretic, and we will just leave him to his own devices. Yeah, he's an imposter.
Some people are calling you an imposter, even a heretic.
I'm not a heretic. They have very little ground, theological and otherwise, to condemn this mosque. And what they're doing is scraping the bottom of the barrel. the issuing tendentious leaflets, anonymous pamphlets, and so forth, and saying that I'm gay because my heart gay, I mean the gay part of my name. Okay, so that means I'm gay. Nonsense like that.
Now, although Hargay's position on homosexuality has been questioned, so we asked him for a clarification.
Well, I don't endorse a homosexual living. I think this is not what the Quran teaches. But I, like I've said earlier, I do not have the right to condemn people. It is not our business to decide who enters this mosque or not. And the Quran is very specific that judgment belongs to God alone. And so if the homosexual or the lesbian comes in, known to me or unknown to me, then, you know, we don't have the right to exclude them from this gathering.
For all their differences, Hargay and the long-established Gatesville Mosque are actually not that far apart. The imam of that mosque, Sheikh Alexander, says nobody is asked about their sexual orientation when they come to pray.
So even though homosexuality is condemned in Islam, my heart and my arms are open to those people who have a different sexual orientation, always encouraging them to come back to God Almighty, but the mosque is still open for them because they are still human beings.
And Hargay's critics say it is implied that all mosques are open in one fashion or another. For example, this mosque in the Cape Town suburb of Claremont has operated with open practices for years.
The space is effectively, if you walk into the room, there are women on the right side and men on the left side, and there's a narrow rope. So, for example, when my husband and I go there, my husband sits on the one, you know, we sit next to each other, effectively. And when I say a rope, I mean literally a thin rope, and our kids kind of play in between.
Rashid says in the South African mosque and others like it, people are reacting to what he calls a culture of exclusion in the centers they belong to.
So it's one thing to say, of course we're open, we don't do a check if you're gay. But at the same time, there's a culture of where are women located in a mosque? How do your sermons talk about difference, people who are gay or people who are a different ethnicity?
Conservative Muslims in Cape Town don't think Hargay is going to get many followers at his mosque. The turnouts at Hargay's mosque have been small.
Because they have been intimidated and frightened in not coming, and people are afraid for their lives.
The arson attacks late last year are still under investigation. Cape Town's Muslim Judicial Council declined to comment on Hargay's mosque. However, its leaders have urged tolerance and condemned the acts of violence. Taj Hargay's claims and approach have stirred up controversy, but they have also struck a nerve in the Islamic community, especially on the issue of gender equality.
I like the fact that we started conversations about this. You know, I like the fact that people are falling over themselves to claim openness, when in reality there are a number of mosques that simply don't have spaces for women.
And Hargay, he says he's not afraid of all those critics.
If they thought that we would shut up shop and somehow we'll disappear, they have another thing coming. Even if we just have two or three people here, this mosque will not close.